Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I want you to understand that today is your day. Good morning, America. Good morning, everyone is listening to me. I want you to understand it is possible to have a blessed day. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. If only you can discover that there's something that is so special in you that is very different from someone else. God has placed a great potential inside of you that makes you super unique from any other person. When you believe that, if you can take that one thing today, that you are unique, that nobody is like you, even they may look similar, but there's something God has placed inside your life that makes you super different from every other person. And that thing that God has placed in your life is blessed. That thing God has placed in your life is what God wants you to use to excel in this life. If only you can believe that, just know your day is blessed. You are special. You are wonderfully made by God. There's something inside of you in which if you can develop that stuff inside of you, if you can develop that potential, that thing God has placed inside of you, you can just take all your energy, all your time to develop it. I'm telling you, everything, the world is yours. Everything is yours. Do you understand? You are special. When God created you into this world, He placed something unique inside of you. And that is the real you. Let me just read a little bit about, let's just talk a little bit about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, let's talk about him. Let's just read this together about Michael Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players. One of the greatest basketball players in this world. People probably think Michael Jordan learned how to dribble and shoot like a pro when he learned to walk. Or maybe not that young, but you know what we mean. As talented as Michael may have been growing up, he wasn't thought of as the best coaches actually had trouble looking past his height, which didn't reach the minimum they usually required. That clearly did stop him from playing basketball. It pushed him to work even harder. His height. Yeah, he's talking about his height. His height wasn't enough. Coaches looked at him and said, no, he's not even up to the minimum standard, his height. That means it's not okay for a basketball player. The height required for a basketball player, he didn't reach that height. They clearly didn't stop him from playing. That clearly didn't stop him from playing basketball, even the discouragement by coaches. It pushed him to work even harder. Fast forward to present day and see what Michael Jackson has accomplished. A moment of failure gives him another reason to succeed. Here is a story about one of the first time Michael Jackson prevailed from failure. When watching Michael Jordan playing, people don't only see a man who gives a few definitions of team sports achievement these days, but also a formidable opponent to anyone who sees each game as a competition of determination. Now recognized as a surprising winning record scorer, it was failure which spurred Michael Jackson to strive for the best. Failure spurred Michael Jordan to strive for the best. Failure made him to develop his potential, to work hard on what is inside of him. That's what someone like Napoleon Hill says, that in every adversity, there's a seed of benefit. In every failure, there's a seed of benefit. So it just depends on how you look at failure. Failure can even turn to become a blessing. That was what happens with Michael Jordan. But he has already failed in the height. Coaches didn't see him as somebody that he would even play basketball. But that didn't stop him. Do you understand? It was failure that made him to do what? To strive for the best. Okay, let's continue. I know that fear is an obstacle for some people. This is what Michael Johnson is saying. I know that fear is an obstacle for some people, but for me, it is just an illusion. Failure always makes me try harder on the next opportunity. My friend, are you listening to me this morning? How do you take failure? I will tell you, for you to have a blessed day, let failure be a springboard to your success. Do you understand? How do you take criticism? Critics, how do you take it? Some people, you mainly just criticize them once, they just, I'm not worth anything. Michael Jordan would have just said, okay, since the coach said my height is not okay, then the best thing is for me to stop playing basketball and look for something else, maybe become a carpenter or become a mechanic. Or maybe let me go to school and become a lawyer. Or maybe let me be an engineer. You understand what I'm telling you? But this top Michael Jordan, he strived harder, he worked harder. What went by working harder? Developing the leader inside of you. Developing that thing, that unique thing God has placed inside of you. Without giving up. Believing in yourself. That's what I'm talking about. When you believe in yourself every day as you wake up from the morning, you believe in yourself that you are a potential. You are a star. That God created you into this world as a great leader, as a great person. I'm telling you the truth. You will always have a blessed day. Michael got his competitive spirit from a natural cause as one of five brothers in a family with discipline and spirit of progress. He was brought up with high standard and great expectation. Once, when he deliberately didn't go to school, Michael's mother took him to her office and made him sit in the car doing his school lesson, watched by his mother from her office window. His family felt that Michael was not only good at school, but also in extracurricular activities. The Little League team became aware that he had talent for team sports. But he loved basketball very much. His spirit and desire to be able to play in competition events was driven even more by the rivalry with his brother Larry. Every day, both competed in one-on-one intense match in the backyard. He discovered his purpose on earth. He knows that he wants to play basketball, and nothing can stop him. Nobody can stop him. So he begins to develop it, even with his brother. And usually, Larry dominated his young brother. In fact, Larry was considered a true athlete of the family by his brother and the school coach. They speculated that Michael would be known as Larry's brother when Larry grew taller than 170 cm. Michael didn't like to be defeated, either by his brother or others. Friends and families recall how he kept challenging them to play horse game until he won. He admitted he was indebted to his elder brother. When you see me play, you see Larry play. Developing the hidden potential inside of you. My friend, are you listening to me today? You have something inside of you. You just got to develop it. Unleash that hidden potential inside of you, my friend. It's something. If you don't know it, begin to walk, begin to discover it today. What do you think you can do best? What do you think you can do? What do you love doing? You need to begin to develop it now, so that people will not be using you as a tool. When you discover that hidden potential inside of you, and you develop it, I'm telling you, you'll be a star. It doesn't mind years. It doesn't mind time. What I know, when the time comes, the Bible says he maketh all things, God maketh all things beautiful in his time. The high school coach, listen to what I'm reading to you now. The high school coach came to know Michael through Larry and invited Michael to the basketball summer camp prior to his enrollment to high school. He, together with a close friend of him, were asked to try to qualify for the university team group. Everyone in the camp admires Michael's speed and skill, but the coach was discouraged by the possibility that Michael would not reach the minimum height required. The problem here is the minimum height. The coach thought it might be good for Michael to play in the university junior team group for a year to get more training time. So when the list of the names of the university team was announced, Michael met all of them. We had 198 centimeters in height. We are in the list, but Michael was not. Michael was not in the list. The best player, you see, Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan wasn't in the list. But he wasn't discouraged. He wasn't. It was the very moment so deeply imprinted on Michael's life. He started at the alphabetical arranged list of names, read and reread the J list several times, feeling sure his coach had mistakenly left his name. And later, he admitted that when he got home that day, so disappointed and ashamed, he wept. Fortunately, his mother came to his side and gave him some important advice. She said that the best thing I could do is to prove to the coach that he had made a mistake, recall Michael, and leaving my disappointment behind, I started to improve my performance. Friend, what is the thing that is making you to lay back? Who is the one that is discouraging you? What is the thing that is discouraging you? Michael did what? He left all those disappointments behind and started developing that thing that is out of him. He started improving. He started to improve his performance. He began to work on his hidden potential. There's something inside of you. You got to develop it. Whatever it takes, go for it. Whatever it takes for you to develop that thing, that is who you are. That is the thing that will make you a millionaire. That is the thing that will make you a great person. That is the thing that will bring you among kings. Do you understand? Michael began to improve his performance. He began to work hard. What he was doing is not doing something else and begin to develop that thing that is inside of him. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, says, a man's gift make a room for him and bringeth him before great men. So if you can identify your gift, identify that thing, discover your gift, discover that thing God has for you, what do? You begin to develop it. Develop that gift. Spend everything you have. Because that is your school. That is your own university. That is your own degree. That is your own doctorate. That is everything you do is your gift. Immediately you begin to discover your gift, do it. If your gift is to sing, sing. Develop it. Anything it will take you to work on your voice, do it. If your own is to play football, go out for it. Go out, do anything you can do. Practice. Spend all your time. Look for a coach. Look for people you can emulate from. I'm telling you, people that have gone before you, you can learn from. Do you understand? Michael reluctantly rejoined the junior university team squadron. But while he was recognized as a dedicated player, he changed his training intensity. Michael's sports instructor, Rob Sutton, was the first to notice that change. Usually, I arrive at school between 7 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. Michael was there before me. Each time I came in and opened the door, I heard the sound of ball bouncing in autumn, in winter, in summer. Almost every morning, I had to ask him to leave the court. This is what the coach said. Michael changed his routine. He came in early and practiced before any other person comes in because he wants to be a star. He wants to develop that thing that is inside of him, my friend. You are unique. There's something God has placed inside of your life, no matter what it is. If you want to be a preacher, go for it. If you want to be a speaker, go for it. Whatever you want to be, develop that gift inside of you. This thing says again, although his height was under 183 centimeters, Michael quickly made himself a favorite player in the university junior team. His speed and skill were no match for his teammates. Soon, the university players started to come early to the game just to watch how Michael led. JV University junior team scoring 25 points and suddenly up to 40 points in one game. JV developed to a true team through Michael demanding from his teammates the same intensity he did to himself and persuaded the coach to urge the team to work harder under his criticism. At the end of the day, the coach assistant Fred Lynch said that Michael was a resentful loser that kept insisting everyone to play as hard as his dogs. Do you understand? There's something inside of you. Spend the 90% of your time developing that thing that is inside of you, developing that your gift. Spend 10% of your time do something else, but 90% of your time spend it to develop your gift. At the beginning of the first year, Michael's height increased by 10 cm. His height increased by 10. His large hands gave him the advantage of catching and holding ball better, and now he was able to do slam dunks. His coach was delighted with Michael's height, and now they just could no longer ignore his talent. When eventually he was admitted into the university, he brought something that would inspire every coach, teammates, and fans during his career. You can achieve incomparable level of skill through incomparable spirit and commitment. Spirit and commitment to your gift. My friend, I'm telling you, it is possible to have a blessed day. By the time you make it in life, I'm telling the truth, by the time you make it in life, you will never remember how you suffered. But now you got to pass from pain to pleasure. Stars passes from pain to pleasure. Those people that are laughing at you in your office, when the time comes, they will be the one that will look for you. But you got to work your gift, work it out. Spend time. Do you understand? Don't mind what people say about you. When you are walking towards something great, I'm telling you, people will even be there laughing at you, even because walking into something that is great is just like climbing a mountain. Because people do not like to climb that mountain, they wouldn't like to climb it. Success is a mountain. You are climbing it. When you reach the top, people will begin to look for you. But when you are climbing it, there are people that will be laughing at you, mocking at you. Do you know that? They will say everything you are doing is illusion. But you must keep on going if you want to be a star. I want to understand we are the light of the world. That's what the Bible says. But there's something that wants to quench our light. Do you know that? There's something that wants to quench your light, even in your office. There's something that wants to quench your light, even in your community. There's something that wants to quench your light. Even though you are light, there's something that wants to quench it. There's something. And when it drains your oil, that is the problem. That means you don't even need to, you can't even move forward. So how do you add more oil to what you have so that your lamp will keep on, is for you to keep on moving on, keep on practicing, keep on working ahead, developing your gift, my friend. Let's read this again about Michael Jordan. Behind his competence and spirit lies the secret to always appreciate failure and take advantage of it for some goodness. He took advantage of failure because as he failed, he worked hard to make sure he doesn't fail again. Through the following years, Michael used to motivate himself by reflecting on his failure. Whenever I achieve some success, this is what Michael Jordan said, whenever I achieve some success but feel so tired, I often think to give up and leave everything. But then I close my eyes and see again that list that I didn't include my name. Usually by doing that, my spirit is revived. He is a man, the most famous player acknowledged in the history of basketball, game winning. You know that? He is a man, the most famous player acknowledged in the history of basketball game winning. NBA championship 6 times. Look at all his trophies. Look at all what he has achieved. He even has an Olympic gold medal. I want you to understand something. That when you make it in life, people that even talk against you, people that even hate you, people that even didn't come close to you, they will come. It doesn't mind the age, it doesn't mind the years, it doesn't mind the time. I'm telling you, whenever you make it, it looks fresh. Whenever you succeed in this life, it looks fresh. The one thing I want you to get out of this program today is this. You have something unique inside of you. Tony Robbins wrote a book and said, a power that you have unlimited power within, inside of you. My friend, you have an unlimited power. There's something inside of you. You got to begin to work on it. Every day, work on it. Listen, you got to spend all your time and all your energy to work on it. Discover it today that you are a unique person. You are a special person in the hand of God. God created you well and placed something inside of you that nobody has. People are looking for your gift. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 8, a gift is as a precious stone in the eyes that have it. Without silver, it turneth, it prospereth. When you discover your gift, don't play with it, don't toy with it. Just begin to develop it. If your gift is to pray, pray. Just know that is what you will use and excel in this life. If your gift is to clap hands, clap hands. That is what you excel. Somebody like Mother Teresa, his gift is to help. Someone like David, the Bible says David went from the bush to the palace. What took him to the palace was his gift. The gift, your gift will make room for you. Don't hide it. Develop your gift and bring it out. Unleash your gift, my friend. Even in your office, anywhere you are. Some people say, no, don't talk too much. No, don't do that. That shows that you are proud. No, that's the secret of the devil. That's the trick of the devil, to quench your light. If you're not talking, if talking is the one that is your own gift, talk. I'm telling you the truth. That is it. Look at the world of today. People that are able to discover their gift. So you discover that school is not the main thing. You see, that is the problem we have today. You can go to school and it doesn't mean anything to you. But someone who discovers his gift, that is their own university. That's your own mom college. That's your own. That is where you make it. Look at the artists of today. All these people that are singing. They discover their gift very early and they go out for it. And they begin to sing. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? So that you don't waste all your time. Like for me, I love helping people to grow. My own gift is to help people to grow. My own gift is to pray for people to be healed. My own gift is to, you know, when I don't do it, I don't feel good. I feel happy when I give people things that will make them grow. Things that will bring those things is I prefer empowering people. I love people. I value people. That is my gift. So the more I send that information to the world on how they can make it in life, that is when I become happy. That is the joy in me. Friend, I'm making you to understand today. You have something so special in your life. You are special. Look, nobody's like you. I'm telling you the truth. You are different. But don't copy people. Don't emulate. Don't conform. Because the problem of today is that we conform too much. Conformity. Everybody wants to toe the same line. Everybody wants to be an engineer. Everybody wants to be this. Everyone wants to be a graduate. No. That is not the main thing. Someone like Kanye West, which school did he go to? I don't know. They just gave me honorable this, that. Honorable the doctorate of this. Because of what? Because of what he is good at. Be good at something. That something should be what God has placed inside of your life. That's why the Bible says, a man's gift, make a room for him. And bring it here before great men. I'm telling the truth. He will bring you before great men. He will bring you before kings. Presidents will look for you. There are people who don't even, they've never reached this. They've not seen the forward of school. Some of them is just high school graduates. Today they are great all over the world. People know them all over the world. Do you understand what I'm telling you? It is for you to begin to understand this piece of life. We didn't know it before, but now we understand it very well. That your gift is the number one thing in life. People don't like you because of you. Do you know that? Do you know some people, even when they are crazy, people will see that they are so crazy, people just love them because of the gift. Because they want their gift. Someone will mess up. You know a guy, and everybody, because he did this with dogs and this, he used to dog fighting. But because of his gift, people still like him. Do you see somebody like a Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods, they say Tiger Woods will fail. Tiger Woods, this is everything about Tiger Woods. But because of his gift, people still want him. I'm telling you the truth. People may not like you, but when they discover the gift instead of you, they can't run away from you. Do you understand? It's only when people don't know your gift, they don't see the gift. But when the gift comes out, when you develop it and you bring it out, it may not be now, it may be tomorrow, it may be next. That's why you see great people think about the future more than the present.
The present doesn't mind. The great people doesn't mind about the present. They mind about the future. Because they take time to develop their gifts so that when they come out, you see them as stars. People get attracted to gifts. You know what I'm telling you? Look at the mango tree. The mango tree, who cares about the mango tree? Who cares about the leaves? What they care about is the mango on the tree, which is the fruit, which is the gift that God has given. That gift, that fruit, is the gift. People, nobody cares about how rotten the tree is. Nobody cares how rotten the leaves. Then what they want is that fruit there to eat it. So their gift is that fruit everybody's looking for. Do you know that? People want that gift. The minute they see it, they don't care whatever you're doing. They'll tell you, they will even support you even when you're doing a bad, wrong thing. They talk of you that is doing good and you expose your gift. My friend, you got to begin to work on your gift and development. If whatever it takes, whether it means you reading books, whether it means you going to seminars, whatever it takes, whether it means you fasting for 100 days, that is your business. Discover your gift and bring it out. You discover that people will come around, people will run after it. Don't you see that the very day people, if when somebody becomes rich, everybody becomes his friend. Do you understand? You see somebody like Donald Trump, he can say anything he wants to say. People still get attracted to him because of what his money, because of his connection, because of this. He doesn't care whatever he says. Because he says he will not even want your money, but people still give him money. So your gift is attracted. The Bible is real. I still want you to read this place by yourself. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, a man's gift make a room for him and bring it him before great men. You got to identify your gift, or else even your office, they will mess you up. Even your community, you'll be messed up. You'll be nothing. Discover your gift and release it and unleash it. That's why you got to stick to prayers to begin to discover the gift of God upon your life. A gift, read again, write down Proverbs chapter 17, verse 8. He said, a gift is as a precious stone, is as a precious stone in the eyes that has it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. Wherever your gift turns, it prospereth. And it attracts people. It attracts disciples. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You think when Jesus was preaching, you think everybody loved him. They didn't love him. The same people that say, oh, Hosanna, Hosanna, it was the same people that said they should kill him. What were they following him for? Because of his gift. Because he will heal them. Because he will give them food to eat. Friend, I'll see you again. I'll see you again tomorrow by the grace of God. I'll see you again tomorrow by the grace of God by 10 o'clock. I want you to tune in. And I want you to know that God will bless you. Send this message to everybody. This is a good message for you to send for everybody. Send it out. Be a disciple. Disciple are people who don't just want to, who wants to raise more disciples. When you're a disciple, you are sending a gospel ministry to other people. And I see you again. Remember, bless. Today is your day. It is very possible to have a blessed day. Bye for now.